Chapter 14. The Marriage Ceremony. In the autumn, Edgar and Catherine spent a lot of time going for walks together. But then my master became ill and had to stay indoors. One afternoon, when Catherine and I were walking in the garden, she climbed a tree to pick some apples. She was sitting on the wall eating one when her hat blew off onto the other side of the wall. "I'll jump down and get it," she said, "and I'll come back through the gate." However, the gate was locked, so I went to the house to get the key. When I returned and opened the gate to let Catherine in, Heathcliff was there on his horse. "Come here at once, Catherine," I said.
"Not so fast, Nelly," Heathcliff said. "There's something I must tell the young lady."
"My father says I mustn't speak to you," Catherine said. "He told me that you hate us."
"That's not true," Heathcliff said. "I'm not here to speak about myself, but about my son. Do you know that Linton loves you? If you don't come and see him, he'll be dead before the winter's over."
"How can you tell such wicked lies, Heathcliff?" I said. "They don't even know each other."
I took Catherine's arm to pull her away. "Come along, Catherine. Don't listen to him." "Don't believe me. But if you have a heart, go and see him," said Heathcliff. "I won't be there. I'll be in Liverpool for a week. Only you can save him, Catherine. I tell you, he's dying from a broken heart." That night, Catherine cried so much that I had to promise her that we'd go to Wuthering Heights the next day to see Linton. When we arrived, we found him lying on a sofa by the fire. He looked ill and he coughed a lot.
"Well, Linton, are you pleased to see me?" Catherine asked. "Why didn't you come before now?" he asked. "My father said it was because I'm useless and you laugh at me."
"That's not true, Linton," said Catherine. "You are my cousin and I love you, but I don't like your father."
"You could come and see me when he's not here. He goes away very often."
"I'd like to visit you," Catherine said. "Your letters were so lovely. Oh, Linton, I wish you were my brother."
"My father says you would love me best if you were my wife."
"Oh, no," said Catherine seriously. "I couldn't love anyone more than my father."
I didn't like this kind of talk, and I wanted to return to the Grange. "Now you've seen your cousin," I said, "so come along, we're going home." When Linton heard my words, he began to cry.
"Don't go. Please stay, Catherine."
He closed his eyes.
"Let's stay a little longer, Nelly. If I stay with him for a while, he'll get better," Catherine said.
Then, in a whisper, she added,
"Don't you like Linton, Nelly?"
"No," I whispered back. "I think he's spoilt and unpleasant, and I don't know why we're wasting our time in this house. And don't talk about marriage. What nonsense!"
We returned home about an hour later. When Edgar asked Catherine where we had been, she replied that we'd been for a walk, but she didn't mention anything about Linton or Wuthering Heights. The next morning, I had a fever and had to stay in bed. Catherine was wonderful, looking after both her father and me. I was ill for 2 weeks and didn't go downstairs. One evening, when I was feeling better, I went down to the kitchen and saw Catherine coming in, dressed in her riding clothes.
"Where have you been?" I asked her.
"To Wuthering Heights," she replied. "Nelly, I'm not a child anymore."
"Does your father know?"
"Of course not, and you won't tell him. I spend an hour or two every day with Linton, no more than that. And he is getting better because of me. He loves me."
"You know what your father thinks about that place. He must be told. And if you won't tell him, I will," I said crossly. When I told him, Edgar wasn't angry with his daughter, but he was sad that she had not obeyed him. He was still weak from his illness and seemed to have lost the will to live. That evening, he spoke openly to me.
Nellie, if Linton loves my daughter and will be a good husband to her, I won't try to stop their marriage. I've written to him and told him that he can visit us.
Linton replied to my master, saying that he was too weak to visit the Grange. He suggested that they meet halfway on the moors. Catherine persuaded her father to let her go, and he agreed.
Nellie will go with you, Edgar said.
Of course, father.
As we had arranged, Catherine and I went to meet Linton on the moors. He was already there when we arrived. He was lying on the ground, and when he saw us, he tried to stand up.
Linton, I cried when I saw him. You shouldn't be out here on the moors. You should be in bed.
No, no, he said, breathing with difficulty. I'm better today, much better.
Catherine was upset by her cousin's appearance. She tried to talk to him, but he had no strength, and he didn't seem interested in anything. After a while, Catherine turned to me and said,
Let's go. I don't think my cousin really cares about me anymore.
No, no, stay, he cried. I sensed fear in his voice. At that moment, Heathcliff appeared. Your son needs a doctor, I said.
You're right, Nellie, Heathcliff said.
I'll ask Dr. Kenneth to come and see him.
Turning to his son, he said, Get up and walk back with your cousin.
I can't go to Wuthering Heights, Catherine said. I must return to my father. He'll be worried about me.
No, no, screamed Linton, who was trembling. Please come with me.
He seemed to be so frightened that Catherine and I went with him to the house. But we won't stay for long, I said. When we reached Wuthering Heights, Heathcliff pushed us inside the house and locked the door.
Heathcliff, what are you doing? I shouted.
I want to be friendly, he said. I want you to have some tea.
Are you mad? I shouted.
Open the door.
You must let us go, cried Catherine. You can't keep us here.
Yes, I can, but not for too long, he said. I promise you.
Catherine tried to hit Heathcliff, but he picked her up, put her in a chair and said,
Sit there, young woman. Soon I'll be the only father you have.
My father is right. You are cruel, shouted Catherine.
Heathcliff, I said angrily, there is a law in this country, you know. You can't keep us here if we don't want to be here.
Only until tomorrow, Heathcliff said. By then, this young lady and my son will be man and wife.
I began to cry. Catherine couldn't believe what Heathcliff had said.
I don't want to marry Linton, she cried. I don't want to marry anyone. I want to go home.
You'll do as I say, said Heathcliff.
I was too upset to argue with Heathcliff. After sitting in silence for several minutes, Catherine said,
All right, I'll marry Linton. But let Nellie return to the Grange to tell my father that we are safe.
Be quiet, Heathcliff shouted. Nellie, go upstairs.
I tried to resist, but Heathcliff pushed me up the stairs into a room and locked the door behind me. For 2 days I was a prisoner. Hareton brought me a tray of food in the morning, but wouldn't say a word. On the third day, he opened the door. I ran downstairs and found Linton sitting by the fire and drinking tea.
Where's Catherine? I asked. Has she gone?
No, she's upstairs, locked in a room.
She's horrible, and she cries all the time.
I returned to the Grange as quickly as possible. When I arrived, my master was very weak, and he looked terribly sad.
"Catherine is coming," I told him. "She is well and will soon be here."
I explained to my master how Heathcliff had tricked us. Edgar immediately sent 4 men with pistols to bring Catherine home. Catherine arrived that evening. She never left her father's side until he died in her arms that night. The next day, Catherine told me that while I was locked in the room at Wuthering Heights, Heathcliff had brought the vicar from Gimmerton to perform the marriage ceremony for her and Linton. Catherine said that she'd cried all the time. Edgar was buried beside his wife. 3 days after the funeral, Catherine and I were sitting in the library when Heathcliff walked in. "Catherine, I've come to take you to Wuthering Heights," he said. "Your husband needs you."
"Let Linton come here," I said. "I'll look after both of them."
"No, Nelly. Catherine is my daughter-in-law, and she's coming with me," he said. "You'll stay here at the Grange."
Catherine turned very pale. "I don't want to go to Wuthering Heights," she said. "And certainly not without Nelly."
"I'm not asking you, young lady," Heathcliff said. "I'm telling you, pack your bags."
"Why can't I go with Catherine?" I asked.
"Because I'm looking for a tenant for this house," Heathcliff said. "And I need you to stay here to take care of everything."
In a more kindly tone, he added, "Don't look so sad, Nelly. You can visit us whenever you want." So everything was done as Heathcliff wanted. With tears, kisses and promises to visit each other, Catherine and I parted. Unfortunately, she and Linton were never happy together. He was a sick man and always crying and complaining. A few months after Catherine went to live there, Linton died.
Well, Mr. Lockwood, that is where we are today. Catherine is the sad young woman you met at Wuthering Heights on your visit yesterday. She used to be such a happy person. It upsets me so much to see what has happened to her. She is forced to live there with Joseph, Hareton and Heathcliff. She has a difficult life.
"What a story," I said.
"Yes, Mr. Lockwood,"
Nelly said.
"And it all started when old Mr. Earnshaw brought Heathcliff to Wuthering Heights. Heathcliff's plan was to become the master of those he hated, and he did it. He got what he wanted, but it hasn't made him happy."
"He has never forgotten Cathy, has he?"
"No. The love he had for her was as deep as the ocean,"
Nelly said.
"And she loved him, too."